遵名求你。阿门。请坐。
Please be seated。
我们打开希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11。
我们照样要念第三十二节。
Again, we will read verse 32。
翻到了，请弟兄先念一次，以后姐妹念一次。
The brothers will read first, followed by the sisters。
希伯来书第十一章，请弟兄们念第三十二节。一、二、三。姐妹们念一次，我又何必再说？好，我们再打开四世纪第十一章。
Let us turn to Judges chapter 11。
四世纪第十一章，我们从第一节开始来读。
We will read from verse 1。
四世纪第十一章，基列人耶夫他是个大能的勇士，是基尼的儿子。耶夫他是基列所生的，基列的妻也生了几个儿子。他妻所生的儿子长大了，就赶住耶夫他说：“你不可在我们父家承受产业，因为你是基尼的儿子。”耶夫他就逃避他的弟兄，去住在陀伯地。有些匪徒到他那里聚集，与他一同出入。过了些日子，亚门人攻打以色列。亚门人攻打以色列的时候，基列长老到陀伯地去，要叫耶夫他回来，对耶夫他说：“请你来做我们的元帅，我们好与亚门人征战。”耶夫他回答基列的长老说：“从前你们不是恨我，赶住我出离父家吗？现在你们遭遇饥难，为何到我这里来呢？”基列长老回答耶夫他说：“现在我们到你这里来，是要你同我们去与亚门人征战，你可以做基列一切居民的首领。”耶夫他对基列长老说：“你们叫我回去与亚门人征战，耶和华把他交给我，我可以做你们的领袖吗？”基列的长老回答说：“有耶和华在你我中间做见证，我们必定照你的话行。”于是耶夫他从基列的长老回去，百姓就立耶夫他做他的领袖，做元帅。耶夫他在米示巴，大家一同读，将自己的一切话陈明在耶和华面前。耶夫他打发使者去见亚门人的王，说：“你与我有何相干，竟来到我国中攻打我呢？”亚门人王回答耶夫他的使者说：“因为以色列人从埃及上来的时候占据我的地。”我们再读同一章第二十六节。
We move to verse 26。
以色列人在西斯本和苏西斯本的乡村，亚罗尔和苏亚罗尔的乡村，并沿亚嫩河一切的城邑，已经有三百年了。在这三百年之内，你们为什么没有取回这些地方呢？原来我没有得罪你，你却攻打我，恶待我。愿审判人的耶和华今日在以色列和亚门人中间判断是非。但亚门人的王不肯听耶夫他打发人说的话。二十九节，大家一同读，一直读到第三十一节。耶和华的灵降在耶夫他身上，他就经过基列和玛拿西，来到基列的米示巴，又从米示巴来到亚门人那里。耶夫他就向耶和华许愿说：“你若将亚门人交在我手中，我从亚门人那里平平安安回来的时候，无论什么人先从我家门出来迎接我，我必归你，我必将他献上为燔祭。”燔祭第三十四节。
Verse 34。
耶夫他回米示巴到自己的家，不料他女儿拿着鼓跳舞出来迎接他，是他独生的，此外无儿无女。耶夫他看见他就撕裂衣服说：“哀哉，我的女儿啊，你使我甚是愁苦，你叫我作难了，因为我已经向耶和华开口许愿，不能挽回。”他女儿回答说：“父啊， 你既向耶和华开口，就当照你口中所说的向我行，因耶和华已经在仇敌亚门人身上为你复仇。又对父亲说，有一件事求你允准，容我去两个月，与同伴在山上，好哀哭，我终委出你。耶父他说，你去吧，就用他去两个月，他便能和同伴去了，在山上为他终委出你哀哭。两月已满，他回到父亲那里，父亲就照着所许的愿向他行了，女儿终身没有亲近男子。此后以色列中有个规矩，每年以色列的女子去为基列人耶夫他的女儿哀哭四天。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，求你赐福今天的聚会，用主你所启示的道向我们讲述你的心意，也给我们看见其中的奥秘，使我们领受真理以后，我们的生命的改变，我们的信心的加强，我们对主的爱也越发深入。听我们的祷告，师父将你翻你的同感一领，把你的真理传讲清楚，使我们二人如同一人，把你的真道传讲出来，为你征战，使众人得到益处，叫撒旦羞愧。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门，
阿门。
我们传讲三十二节的时候
，When we speak about verse 32,
我们看有六个人名
，We have seen six names，
还有一个众多的先知的总名词
，and a collective term for the prophets。
我们从其中选了一些人来谈
，We have selected a few to discuss。
我们谈了关于基甸的信心
，We have mentioned about Gideon。
我们谈了参孙的信心
，and Samson。
今天我们也提到关于耶夫他的信心
，Today we want to talk about Jephthah。
有关于耶夫他的事迹，圣经是有相当长的篇幅把它写。
The Bible describes Jephthah in a pretty long passage.
很少人注意或者很熟悉这件事情。
But few of us are familiar with it.
我个人认为耶夫他这个士师
，I think that Jephthah as a judge
在众士师中间
，among all the judges
是身世最痛苦
，would be a person with the hardest life，
命运最悲哀
，and the hardest destiny。
但是他最可歌可泣的一个士师。
But his life was very dramatic.
他虽然生而是一个妓女的孩子
，although he was born as the son of a prostitute.
但生命中间的许多高贵的品质，是我很多人不注意到的。
But he had many very valuable characters.
耶夫他的父亲叫做基列。
Jephthah's father was called Gideon.
他是住在基列地的一个人。
He was a person that lives in the place Gideon.
他照着自己的名字来称那个地方为这个地名呢。
In other words, he named the place after himself.
或者是那个地的名字成为他的原来的这个名字的源头。
Or perhaps he took his name from the place.
或者他父亲起当地的名字来做孩子的名字呢
？Or maybe his own father took the name of the place as his name.
我们谈这些都有可能。
All these are possibilities.
如果在他以前基列地本来存在的话
，If the land Gilead existed before him,
很可能这个基列就照着地名来取了人的名。
And possibly he would have taken the name for himself.
所以这个人的名字跟城市的名字是一样的。
So the father had the same name as the city.
后来他娶了妻子，生了许多的孩子。
He had a wife later with many children.
这些孩子好像都没有什么大的成就。
But these children did not have large accomplishments.
相反的，基列跟基尼生了一个孩子。
But together with the prostitute, he had another son.
这个孩子变成以色列历史中一个重要的事实。
And this person became an important judge in the history of Israel.
基列是犯了大错。
And Gilead made a big mistake.
因为他在正式的婚姻之外跟基尼发生关系。
Because he had a relationship outside of his marriage.
所以这个错误使他的家蒙受了很大很大的羞辱。
And this mistake was a great humiliation for his family.
使他的孩子们有不好的名誉。
And so the children had to suffer humiliation.
而且他们要跟一个基尼所生的孩子一同长大。
And they had to grow up together with a son of a prostitute.
我们应当很谨慎我们的生活。
And so we ought to be cautious about our life.
但是在这件事情，我看见基列有个很特别的个性。
But here I see a special character of Jephthah.
他做错以后，他还要负责任。
And Gideon was responsible towards his mistake.
有什么人跟别的女人搞，生了孩子把他带回家来养的呢
？Are there many men that brings the children out of wedlock back home?
所以呢，他这个尽责任的心。
And so his heart of responsibility
在他犯错以后还是照样执行下去。
Was still there after he had made a mistake.
表示这个人有他可取的地方。
It means that there are some things good about him.
有许多许多男人。
Many men out there.
有分外情以后就把他不了了之，不愿意人知道。
After their extramarital affairs, they will just cover it up.
如果不幸怀了孕，
if unhappily a pregnancy occurs,
他们用不法的手段把它打，把这个胎把它打掉。
They will use legal, illegal means to have an abortion.
像偷吃又插了嘴，不承认有这回事一样。
As if you had just stolen some food and you just wipe your mouth.
基列不是这样的。
This was not the case for Gilead.
他犯错以后，
after he made a mistake,
像这个基尼怀了孕，
the prostitute was pregnant.
基尼生的孩子。
And the son that came from the prostitute,
他竟然把这个孩子承认是他的，就把他带回来，在他的家中把他养大。
He recognized the son and brought him home to his own family.
为他来说，他已经做了他能做的最好的事情。
He had done his best despite of his mistake.
但他没有解决别人心中所受的创伤，以及家庭所要背的黑锅。
But he was not able to remove all the problems to his family.
他的太太要怎样接受这样一个孩子的？
How could his wife accept this?
不是我生的，我怎么养他？
He's not my own son.
为什么我要在我的骨肉之外养一个别人是妓女、很不名誉的女人生的孩子在我家中？
Why should I take care of a son of a prostitute?
不但如此，这些其他的兄弟莫名其妙，这个是谁？
Not only that, the other brothers are very confused about this person.
我们是正正实实，是堂堂正正一个好的家庭长大起来的。
We are people that are brought up in a reputable family.
这个妓女的孩子竟然与我们一同长大。
But this son of a prostitute is living with us.
所以你可以想象，这个家中有多少不安宁的日子。
You can imagine the number of days of trouble.
做太太的心如刀割，痛恨家庭曾经发生过这样的事情。
The wife would have been devastated that there's this thing in the family.
那对做兄弟的怎样歧视、怎样轻看这个被带进来的孩子，你也可以明白了。
You can also understand that the brothers must have bullied and despised this person.
但当我们看见这些人的常情之后，
after we see these usual
scenes, 我们思想了一个很重要的问题。
We can think about a very important question.
耶夫他虽然是基尼所生的，
although Jephthah was born of a prostitute,
他是一个人。
He was still a human being.
他虽然是不名誉、不道德产生的果子。
Although he is a product of an immoral act.
他本身不是由于自己的不道德、不名誉才存在这世界上。
His existence was not because of his own immorality.
我们一定要正视这些已经不能避免、既成事实的社会的问题。
We have to take care of all these social problems correctly.
这个耶夫他是一个人。
Jephthah was a human being.
是上帝创造的人。
He was a human being made by God.
是上帝在人犯罪以后继续怜悯，使这个人可以好好生下来的一个人。
He was a person that was born after the mercy of God after man has fallen.
不名义的女人所生的人有没有神的形象样式？
When a person is born of a woman of ill repute, does he have the image of God?
一个有非常高的背景而生下来的人，到底有没有基本的人权？
When a person is born of a family of ill repute, does he have basic human rights?
所以我们要从这个角度去撇开那个做母亲的跟其他的孩子心中所遇到的痛苦。
From all this, we ought to set aside the pain that this mother and the rest of the sons are facing.
了解耶夫他从小所受的创伤是什么。
And understand the pain that Jephthah must have gone through since he was young.
耶夫他可能永远没有办法找到他的母亲是谁。
Perhaps Jephthah will never know who his mother was.
也没有办法洗脱他自己是这种背景生出来的孩子。
Or to be able to get rid of his background.
他只能面对这个活生生的事实。
He could only face this fact.
暗指指出来，你不是你母亲生的，你是妓女生的。
All the accusations from the people all around him.
那位妓女真正的生母在哪里？可能他没有看见。
Perhaps he wouldn't know where his prostitute mother was.
他每天面对自己这个活生生的事实，这个不能逃避继承的这个存在。
Every single day he has to face this inherited existence.
这种人在这样的光景中呢，很容易变成存在主义者。
People like that are often existentialists.
当小的时候，常常就用哀哭的声音，或者把它忘记掉，慢慢麻醉自己。
When they are young, they probably cry themselves to sleep.
但是激烈的妻子对孩子的教育要告诉他们，你们是我生的，他不是。
But Gideon would train his children to know that they belong to his family, but not this person.
在为自己家庭正式的权柄的时候，
when he tries to fight for his own rights in the family,
没有意识到对这一个耶夫他有非常可怕的心理伤害的作用。
Perhaps he didn't realize that there's psychological damage done for Jephthah.
那为什么这个孩子继续在这个家里面？
But why was the child still in the family?
很可能同一位父亲，同样的作为父亲的基列还活在世界上。
Perhaps Gilead was still alive as a father.
所以可能当基列离开世界以后呢？
Possibly after he has died.
这个家能够使大家 在一起住的这个真正的原因已经不存在了。
The reason for the unity in the family was gone.
所以他们就起来。
And so they arose.
这是兄弟长大了以后。
After the brothers grew up.
开始赶住耶夫他。
They chased Jephthah away.
你要离开这个地方。
Leave our house.
这家是没有你的份。
There is no place for
you. 这里的产业你也没有份。
There's no inheritance for you.
你不配，你不应当在我们的产业中间得到一份。
You are unworthy of anything we have.
所以就走吧。
And so go.
为什么这个时候发生这样的事情呢？
Why was this happening?
不但父亲可能不在。
Possibly because the father was not there.
另外一个可能原因，有背景，有后盾来支持他。
Perhaps there's another reason, there are other forces at play.
所以他们就用逼迫的办法把这个耶夫他赶走了。
And therefore they persecuted Jephthah and chased him away.
圣经没有告诉我们耶夫他被赶住的时候是几岁。
The Bible did not tell us how old he was.
是不是他是一个少年？
Was he a teenager?
或者他是一个青年？
Or an adult?
或者他已经是个壮年结婚的人？
Or perhaps married?
圣经没有告诉我们。
The Bible does not say.
但圣经告诉我们，耶夫他就逃避他的兄弟去。
But the Bible says Jephthah fled from his brothers.
逃避什么意思呢？
What does fleeing mean?
这里面隐藏着危险。
It means there were danger.
威胁他生命的存在。
That threatened his life.
所以他逃避了。
And so he escaped.
如果你注意第一节就提到了耶夫他一个大能的勇士。
If you remember, verse 1 said that he was a mighty warrior.
所以很可能他的体魄是过人的。
It meant that perhaps he was physically strong.
他的身材魁梧高大。
He must have been tall.
所以他一定是个非常有力的大力士。
Surely he must have had great strength.
大力士为什么要逃避呢？
Why would the mighty warrior run away?
因为这些兄弟呢，积少成多，他们以多数欺负少数，再加上有后盾的力量，所以是不得不一定要逃避的。
The reason was probably that the brothers were many in numbers and also they had other backups.
从一个父亲生下来的孩子为什么要有这样的一天呢？
The children are born of the same father, but it was a tragic situation.
我相信耶夫他的心充满痛苦。
I believe Jephthah must have been sad.
他从幼年所受的创伤，心里所受的不解，到今天呢，是越来越重，越来越重。
All the hurt that he had since childhood had accumulated.
当他跑到外面去的时候
，After he has fled,
一下子就一大堆匪徒就跟着他走。
Immediately, lots of different robbers followed him.
这表示他一定是一个很强很强的人。
It meant that he must have been a strong leader.
而且是有智力同这个体力过人的这个条件。
And he must have great talents to bring people together.
所以他一下子就可以做土匪头了。
And so immediately he became the head of the robbers.
他一定是有领袖才干的人。
He must have had great leadership qualities.
他住在托伯的地方。
And he lived in the land of
这些人一同出入。
And gathered with these people.
这里给我很多很多的思想。
I think a lot about these verses.
第一关于人权的问题。
The first one about human rights.
第二个关于背景跟我们长大中间的心理发展的问题。
The second about our background and our upbringing.
第三，社会对这些遭遇的人到底用怎么样的办法来对待你。
The third one will be how the society treats all these people.
第四，人在什么时候开始变坏的。
Fourthly, when will we turn bad?
所以这些问题常常困扰着我们。
All these problems confuses us.
为什么有一些人本来是好好的，变成很坏呢？
Why is it that some people turn bad?
为什么有一些很好的家庭出来孩子坏得不得了？
Why are some children from seemingly good family are bad?
为什么很败坏的家庭出一个很好的孩子出来？
Why some seemingly lousy family had good children?
当人受侵犯的怎么样看待自己呢？
How will we take care of ourselves?
当一个人受不应当受的遭遇而自杀的时候，是不是可以原谅的事情？
Can we forgive someone who commits suicide because of injustice?
而那些不是自杀而变成杀人的人，又怎么去了解他呢？
What about murderers?
当这个耶夫他被赶走的时候，
After Jephthah was chased out,
这是他生命中间最危险、最危险的时候。
This was the time of crisis for his life.
对，他不是那孤苦伶仃、没有办法自立的人被赶走。
He was not a person that was helpless.
他是体力、智力、领袖才都很强的一个人。
He was a person who was mighty, great leadership quality.
可能就在很短的时间里面变成坏社会、黑社会里面最可怕的那些私的社会党的党魁。
Possibly within a short time, he could be the head of the underworld.
但是神的旨意不是如此。
But this was not the will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
一个人被生在不好的环境中间。
When a person is born in a bad environment,
一个人很羞耻的身世生下来。
If a person had a humiliated background,
他在地上的地位，谁去照顾他
？Who would take care of him while he was on earth?
让我们今天脱离我们的下载。
Let us move away from our narrow-mindedness.
脱离我们的自私。
Move away from our self-centeredness. Let us move away from this family as centeredness. Let us look at the entire humanity. Look at the entire society.
我们能不能以人权应当带到尊重去尊重那些在不好的身世背景中间生下来的人？
Can we respect someone from a bad background based on his basic human rights? Once when Jesus was preaching on the road, he saw a person who was born blind. The Gospel of John was very clear. Jesus saw one person who was born blind. Today we see a blind person coming to us.
耶稣是看见一个人跑过来, 这个人是瞎眼。
But Jesus saw a man, just so happened that the man was blind.
看见一个人, 再看见他的缺点在哪里。
He saw a person and then his defects.
看见一个有缺点的人, 我们就马上定他的罪是不一样。
This is different from seeing a person immediately with the defect.
如果你看见的是一个人,
if you see a human being first,
一个可尊重的人,
a person to be respected,
按照神形象样式造的人,
made in the image of God,
你在看见他有缺陷无能身体的心理的, 你产生的同情是出于人与人之间应当有的爱。
And then you see his deficiency, whether physical or emotional, then you will have a human love for him.
但是当你看见一个人是有缺点的，从缺点来看这个人的时候，
But if we judge someone by his deficiency,
你会想到他与你在一起的时候对你的损害是怎样的？
You will immediately think about your personal loss.
你就没有办法用公正的人权的态度来看别人。
You will not be able to treat him with just human rights.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
一个人真正懂得爱自己， 还才能用这种爱分享与对别人。
When a person truly knows how to love himself, then he can share the love with others. The order in the Bible must be correct.
你先爱己，你才能爱人。
You must love yourself first before you can love others. You are to love others as you love yourself.
要是你爱自己爱的这个程度，爱别人，好像你爱自己一样。
It means that you can love other people in the same way as you love yourself.
一个杀人的人不是因为不爱自己。
A murderer is not murders not because
一个杀人的人不是因为他爱自己不爱别人。
A person who murders others does not murder because he loves himself and not others.
他不能爱自己。
But primarily because he cannot love himself.
人性当作可害可杀。
And so he treats humanity as something to be murdered.
还有这种对自己的恨去恨别人的就可以杀人。
He used the hatred for himself to hate other people.
所以一个人不能爱自己就很难爱别人。
When a person cannot love himself, he cannot love others.
但是相反的，没有人爱的人，他很难尊重自己。
Conversely, if a person is not loved, he cannot respect himself.
当一个人被大家轻看的时候，
When a person is despised by others,
他很容易就做一个自己轻看、自己自卑的这个道理。
He will be a person with inferiority complex.
一个人看别人都是对的， 只有自己是错的时候， 结局最极端的可能性就是自杀。
When a person sees that everyone else is right except himself, possibly he will move towards a suicidal pathway.
当一个人看自己什么都是对，别人都不对的时候，最极端的时候就是杀人。
But conversely, when a person sees that himself is the only right person and everybody is wrong at the extreme, he will murder.
人与人之间的关系可以分成四种。
There are four different kinds of interpersonal relationships.
第一种, you are all okay, I am no okay.
一个就是你们全部都是对，我是错的。第二种是
I am all okay, you are all no okay.
第二种就是我自己是对，你们全部都是错的。第三种
you are okay, I am okay.
第三种就是你对，我也对。第四
you are no okay, I am no okay.
第四种就是你不对，我也不对。当一个人悲观到看全世界都是灰色，看自己也灰心的时候，他最盼望的就是同归于尽，快快世界末日，就产生911事件。 When a person is so pessimistic about himself that everyone is wrong and he himself is wrong, he will move towards suicide.
当我们看到你什么都对，我也什么都对的时候，全世界就可以逢场作戏，大家每天就耗着情欲生活，不必悔改。
But if we think that you are right, I am right too, the whole world will move in a decadent lifestyle.
如果一个人一直感到你们都对，就是我不对，结果他就自卑、自哀、自叹、自恨。
And when a person thinks that everybody else is right except himself, he will live a life that's suffering from inferiority. But when a person sees that everyone is wrong except himself, he is elevating himself to the position of God.
放弃或者可以逃避我们世人的这种存在的责任。
Who among us can escape from this responsibility of humanity?
当你看见别人的身世不好的时候
，When you look at someone from a bad background，
他的背景很羞耻的时候
，Maybe his background was humiliated。
你怎样对待他
？How would you treat a person like
that？ 当你自己的背景不好的时候
，When your own background is no good，
如果你的母亲是妓女，你的父亲是强盗的时候。
If your mother is a prostitute and your father a robber,
你靠着什么力量维持你心里的自尊，继续活在这个世界？
Where is the strength that will allow you to continue to live in this world?
这些问题都是我在注意到耶夫他的事迹的时候产生许多不同的思想。
These are the thoughts that come about when I study about Jephthah.
耶夫他被轻看。
Jephthah was despised.
耶夫他没有办法洗脱他的包袱。
He could not get rid of his past.
耶夫他没有办法讲清楚他的背景。
He could not understand and clarify his background.
他只能一生一世被人轻看，被人辱骂。
For his entire life, he would be accused and humiliated.
终于这一天来到了。
And that day came.
他被赶逐出去。
He was chased away.
自己在地上能够维持生活的家都不要他。
He don't even have a family that wanted him.
他只能跟匪徒在一起。
He could only stay with the robbers.
这种状态的中间。
In the midst of this,
很多少年人因为不被自己的家人接受，很容易变成很坏。
Many young people would turn bad because their family refused to accept them.
所以问怎样对待别人
？So how do we treat others?
耶稣说你要人怎么待你，你就要怎样先待人。
Jesus said we ought to treat others in the way we want them to treat us.
孟子告诉我们，憎人恨人者，人恒恨之；敬人者，人恒敬之。
Mencius say that we ought to love others, and if we hate others, others will hate us too.
这些道理是一个非常普遍的一个真理。
These are universal truths.
就人与人际之间的关系应当怎样建立起来？
How interpersonal relationship ought to be established.
当耶稣看见一个生来是瞎眼的到他面前的时候
，When Jesus saw this man who was born blind,
门徒就问主说是他犯罪，或者是他的父母犯罪。
The disciples asked the Lord, did he sin or his parents sin?
这两种不同的这个看法。
There are two concepts here.
一个人受苦，因为他自己的罪是他应当受苦。
The first one is that suffering comes from his own sin.
或者一个人受苦，因为别人的罪拖累到他受苦。
The second one is the consequences of other people's sin.
好像这世界只有这两种理论。
As if there are only two types.
他们就把这两个理论问到耶稣基督身上来的时候。
The disciples asked the Lord about these two.
耶稣基督不上他们的当。
Jesus did not fall into the trap.
耶稣不掉在犯罪以后人的罪性理性所能想出来的错误的观念。
He did not fall into the mistaken notion of the fallen reason of man.
耶稣基督说不是他犯罪。
Jesus said it is not that he
has sinned. 也不是他的父母犯罪。
Nor was his parents sinned.
还是要在他的身上显出上帝的荣耀。
But upon his life, the glory of God will be seen.
我永远不能想出有任何一句话比耶稣所下的定义所回答的话语有更好更好的解释。
I cannot find a better explanation than what Jesus Christ has said.
不是他犯罪。
It was not his sin.
也不是他的父母犯罪。
Nor was it the sin of his parents.
这个是一个 either or, neither nor 的一种两种 alternative 的一种想法。
There are two alternatives here.
耶稣基督超越了这种只有两种讲法的这种范围。
But Jesus transcended the two alternatives.
他想起一个更伟大的思想。
And gave us a greater thought.
人的缺点。人的失败。
The failure of man.
人的羞耻。
The humiliation.
人的惨章。
The dirt of the field of man.
不是因为他的罪，不是为了，因为他父母的罪。
Did not come from him or his parents.
还是要在他的身上显出上帝的荣耀。
But the glory of God will be manifested upon this person.
耶稣就是这句话告诉我们什么呢
？This phrase of Jesus.
神的荣美可以透过人的软弱、人的惨章彰显出来。
The beauty of God can be manifested through our defects.
这是最积极、最乐观的一种看法。
This is the most optimistic viewpoint.
不但在一方面尊重人性，把人权应当的敬重交给他。
On the one hand, there is a respect for the basic human rights.
第二方面，你要忘记背后，努力面前，因为神赐下更多的恩典。
On the other hand, there is a sense of forgetting the past and straining towards the future, towards the grace of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
一个人能战胜所有背景或者是过去以及现有的残章的这个限制的时候
，When a person is able to break through his past and the present circumstances,
他战胜与超脱的结果，就看到有个更伟大的未来是神的应许要给他的。
His victory will enable him to see a greater future, the promise of God.
这就是今天透过这段的圣经，我要对你们传讲的信息。
This is the message that I want to tell you this evening.
一定要忘记背后，努力面前。
You must forget the past and strain towards the future.
你一定要超越你的残障，超越你的背景中间带来的悲苦，给你的限制，给你的羞耻。给你一切的侮辱。
You want to transcend your background and your present obstacle that humiliate you.
用信心仰望那位全能的上帝，因为他赐更多的恩典。
You with faith, you want to rely on the Almighty God, for He is going to give you greater grace.
这就飞出跟这个耶夫他在一起的时候。
When the robbers were with Jephthah,
他可以使用他的领袖才组成一个狐群狗党，到处打劫。
With his great leadership quality, he could have gathered them and be a great robber team.
但耶夫他不是这样的人。
But he was not such a person.
而且神也不许可这个事发生在身上。
And the Lord did not allow this to happen.
所以给我们看见有许多时候，神许可，神让你现在一段很羞耻的背景，一段你不能改变的这个遭遇，然后神就把你想不出来的，超过你所想所求的恩典，慢慢赐给你。
It tells us that sometimes God allows us to come from a bad and humiliated background, but He grants us greater grace later.
当耶夫他被赶逐出来的时候，
When Jephthah was chased out,
这是转捩点，
it was a turning point.
这是生命中间最危险的一刻，
a time of crisis.
神就干预
了， the Lord took
him. 神就插手了，
and intervened.
许多时候你想神永远不睬你。
Sometimes we think the Lord is not here.
上帝任凭你自生自灭。
That the Lord has allowed anything to happen to me in my life.
其实不是的。
But this is not the case.
是在人的软弱上常常插手。
God always intervenes in the midst of our weaknesses.
在走投无路的时候，存给你新的希望。
When we think that the pathway has ended, there is a new hope.
所以就在耶夫他最危险的时刻。
At the point of the highest crisis,
亚门人侵犯以色列的境界。
The Ammonites came,
使他们没有安宁的日子。
That the Israelites had no peace.
基列的长老就紧张起来了。
The elders of Gilead was anxious.
当他们紧张的时候，
when they were anxious,
他们跑到陀伯的地去找耶夫他。
They came to the land of Tob to look for
Jephthah. 请你出来，
come forward,
做我们的元帅吧。
To become our commander.
当耶夫他看见这些长老这种脸孔的时候，
when Jephthah saw the elders,
他真正明白人性是多么诡诈。
He truly understood the deviousness of humanity.
真正明白什么叫做春夏秋冬。
He truly understand the changing time frame.
真正明白什么叫做假冒伪善。
He truly understand what hypocrisy is.
这些人有什么资格做长老呢？
How could these people be elders?
当我家族的力量大的时候，他跟我的家族一同把我赶出来。
Together with my family, they kicked me out.
当我整个家族的困难的中间，以色列被阿门人所侵害的时候，他们就请我出来做他们的领袖。
But now that the Ammonites is persecuting the Israelites, they're asking me to come.
如果你真正尊重我，
if you truly respect me,
为什么在困难中间需要我才尊重我？
Why do you respect me only when you're in need?
如果你是真的看我是不起的人，
but if you truly despise me,
今天你来找我，我们甚至没有改变了。
I have not changed my status. Why are you here?
所以从这些的事迹来看，
from all these incidents,
拿弗他是一个非常有公义、有正义感的人。
We see that Jephthah was a person that was righteous.
这些长老到他面前来，
when the elders came before him,
求他回去做他们元帅的时候，
and beg him to be their commander.
他不是现在用那些话语来羞辱他们吗？
He did not humiliate them with the words.
或者他把他们打死了。
Or did he just kill them all?
没有的。
He didn't do it.
耶夫他说，为什么你从前把我赶走？你们恨我，现在又来找我呢？
Jephthah asked, didn't you hate me before and drive me from my father's home?
他用很正义的话语是这是羞愧。
With words of justice, he wanted to vindicate.
因为这些身为长老的高贵地位的人，
all these people who are elders with great status,
他们的人格并不高贵。
They did not have a great character.
那些称作有权势的人在位的时候，就以他们同党轻看你；等自己有困难的时候，跪下来求告你的，你可以看清他们。
You can despise all these people who were strong and mighty when they had power and come begging when they are not.
但就在这个回应的时刻，
but when he responded to them,
拿弗他以神为重，
Jephthah had God in his mind,
以全民为重，
and the people in his mind.
他虽然看清楚这些的人格是卑鄙的。
Although he despised the characters of these people,
这些也不能妨碍他在神面前当尽的责任。
This did not stop his responsibility towards God.
你看出耶夫他人格伟大的地方，一步一步显出来。
So you see slowly the greatness of his character is revealed.
你真的要我做领袖？
Do you really want me to be the commander?
你真的要我做元帅吗？
Do you want me to lead the people?
如果耶和华把敌人放在我手里，我打败他们。
If God give me the enemies, I will be victorious.
那你还尊我做领袖？
Would you still consider me as a commander?
这句话的意思是什么呢？
What does this mean?
你是不是在困难的时候利用我，以后就把我踢掉呢？
Does that mean it means that are you going to kick me away after you have used me?
你现在需要我，以后就过路踢桥是吗？
Now that you need me, are you just going to dump me after it's done?
你对我的尊重是真的吗？
Is this a true
respect? 真的尊重我，
if you truly respect me,
你真正看出我的领袖才。
If you really understand that I'm a leader,
所以我的家世令人感到羞耻。
Although I came from a ill-disputed family,
虽然我的母亲是个妓女。
Although my mother was a prostitute,
但你真正看出我可以带领以色列民族脱离灾害的我。
Are you truly sure that I am the leader for you?
你可以容忍一个妓女的孩子做你们的领袖吗？
Can you tolerate the son of a prostitute as your leader?
这件事就利用了。
And these people
如果耶和华把亚门人交在你手里，
If the Lord gave the Ammonites to them,
我们一定欢迎你回来。
We will welcome you back.
你做我们的首领。
To be our leader.
你做我们的领袖。
To be our commander.
出去的时候做我们的将军。
And be our commander as you.
回来的时候做我们的李光耀。
When you come in, be our prime minister.
我们就把最高的位置交给你了。
We will give you the highest status.
我们整个百姓的命运在你手中。
The destiny of people is in your hands.
这样他就以他在上帝面前立约发誓。
And so they had a covenant before God.
若是这样，
if this is the case,
我就做你们的领袖。
I will be your leader.
为什么耶夫他会接受这件事？
Why did Jephthah accept this?
因为他本来有足够的资格，有足够的才干，可以有把握的成全这个事情。
In the first place, he had all the talent to fulfill this.
所以耶夫他是一个了不起的人。
He was a great person.
当他知道身世来的很凶，对他不利的时候，他自己逃避。
He fled when the persecution came.
他是逃避什么？
What was he fleeing from?
逃避危机同被杀的可能，是不是？
Was he fleeing from the crisis towards his life?
除此以外，我看见他逃避，他最后因为他有力量来征服他的兄弟们所犯的罪，所以他逃避。
He escaped actually from the sin that would have been committed when he fought with his brothers.
他宁愿自己放逐。
In other words, he was willing to go on self-exile.
被丢弃的社会之外。
And not take revenge against his brothers.
因为他是有能力跟亚门人打仗的一个战士，一个大人勇士。
He was a mighty warrior that could have fought with the Ammonites.
为什么他要怕这些的兄弟？
So why was he afraid of his brothers?
所以他是一个很有节制的人。
So we see that he's a person with self-control.
当他们喊他立了约以后呢？
After the covenant was made,
耶夫他就把这个事完全向耶和华陈明。
Jephthah brought this matter before the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
身世背景不好的人，
A person that came from a bad background,
有足够的理由埋怨上帝，
Would have enough reasons to grumble against God.
足够的理由作乱作歹，
Enough reasons to just be an evil to the society.
绝对不做这个事情。
But this was not what Jephthah did.
他陈明在耶和华的面前，
He came before the Lord.
他是敬畏上帝的。
Because he was a person that feared the Lord.
他在困难的中间不怪责上帝。
In the midst of his difficulties, he did not blame God.
靠着上帝的力量振作起来，为前面的道路寄予盼望。
But by the strength of God, he wants to move himself up again and have hope for the future.
所有的青年人，
Today, all of the young people here,
学习这样的人格。
You need to learn of this character.
学习这样的精神。
To learn this spirit.
有人恨你算什么？
It doesn't matter when someone hates you.
斤斤计较你过去的身世算什么？
It doesn't matter when somebody are aware of your past.
这就是你羞耻的事情再提再提的时候。
When all these things of your past are repeated over and over again.
自己辩护是没有用的。
There is no need to defend yourself.
你用人的办法解决，解决不来。
You cannot solve this with man's matter.
以仇恨处理仇恨，永远不能清楚。
You cannot solve problems of hatred with hatred.
唯一的办法是依靠耶和华。
The only way is to rely on God.
仰望上帝新的恩典。
To look upon His new grace.
你超越过去的羞辱。
That will enable you to transcend the past humiliation.
超越背景的缺陷。
To transcend the deficiency of your background.
超越人对你的轻看。
To transcend the humiliation and despise.
虽然你身为妓女的儿子，
although you may be the son of a prostitute,
你可以做全国的拯救者。
You still can be the savior of your entire nation.
那说你的成功，
your success then,
你真正的贡献，
your real contribution,
要是大家羞于他们从前曾经羞辱你，
will make others humiliated that they once humiliated you.
这就是耶夫他所选择的道路。
This is the path that Jephthah chose.
他把自己是完全沉迷在耶和华面前以后
，After he brought these things to the Lord，
他就开始行动了。
He started action.
当耶夫他有信心开始行动的时候。
When he moved into action with faith,
你发现原来他还有几种很特别的个性在他生命里面。
You can still discover several important characters.
他是非常谨慎前后次序的人。
He was a person that took care of the correct order.
他是有智慧、有智谋、有谋略来与人谈判的人。
He was a person that could negotiate with strategy in his mind.
他不是马上成凶、马上动武、马上解决军事上需要的问题。
They immediately went to action to solve their problem.
不是的。
No.
他先派人去跟亚门王讨论。
First he sent a negotiator to the Ammonites.
这个步骤是对的。
So this was the right thing to do.
愿意与他们谈和。
He was wanting to talk about peace.
如果你真的不肯和平，
if you do not want peace,
我下一个步骤再怎么处理你，我再去告诉你。
I will tell you what I will do next.
所以他不是血气之勇随便行动的一个人。
So we see that he was not an impulsive person.
他是有勇气又有谋略的人。
He was a person that was courageous with great strategy.
如果一个人有智慧却没有权柄。
If a person has wisdom without power.
他常常纸上谈兵，言之空洞的不得了。
Very often they will just talk hot air.
如果一个人只有勇敢却没有智慧的话。
But if a person has courage without any wisdom.
他会因为鲁莽做出了很多错误的事情，永远不可收拾。
He will make a lot of mistakes because of his impulsiveness.
2400年以前。
2400 years ago.
柏拉图讲过一句话。
Plato said.
当智慧与权柄没有结合的时候，社会一定产生动乱。
When wisdom is not combined together with power, there will be chaos in the society.
孔子是有智慧的人。
Confucius was a person
with wisdom. 周游列国，没有人要接受他。
But he moved around the country.
所以他的智慧不能用权力同政治付诸社会的实践。
No one accepted him, and he couldn't combine that with power.
许多的君王是大有权力的人。
There are many kings with great power.
东征西讨，没有智慧。
They had lots of military conquests.
制造的就是所谓合法的强盗所做的动乱的事件。
But they have no wisdom and they brought about chaos.
这几年印尼的情形。
These few years in Indonesia.
是总统没有智慧，或者是军权不服政府呢？
Is it a case where the president does not have wisdom or the military power is too strong?
整个社会乱到这个地步。
The entire society is upside down.
这话是对的。
This is correct.
智谋跟权柄要结合。
Indeed, wisdom and power must come together.
就在耶夫他的身世上，我们看见。
We can see this in the incident of
Jephthah. 懂得怎样谈。
He knows about negotiation.
懂得怎样打。
He knows about battle.
他懂得怎样的切入。
He knows strategy.
他们懂得怎样的次序。
He knew the order.
他们懂得怎样的消灭仇敌。
He knew how to destroy his enemies.
原来这个领袖才是大的不得了。
He had great leadership qualities.
但是人是因为他的母亲有不明意义的这个背景，所以轻看他。
But he was despised simply because of his mother.
今天的世界也是如此。
This is the case with the world today.
有多少的天才被撇在一边？
There are many geniuses that have been set aside.
有多少真正在社会有作为的人被轻看？
Many people who can contribute to the society who are despised.
不过因为他们的家世没有名望而已。
All because they did not come from a famous family.
这个很可怜的现象。
This is very pathetic.
我从小注意一件事情。
I have always taken note of this.
就是聪明的孩子给老师欺负得很厉害。
That a clever child is always bullied by their teachers.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why do I say that?
笨老师只能叫笨学生。
Because a stupid teacher can only teach stupid students.
笨老师很怕聪明的学生。
So stupid teachers are afraid of clever children.
聪明的学生在课堂里面的时候。
When a clever student is in class.
就成为笨老师最大的威胁。
They will become the greatest threat to the stupid teacher.